bear testimony to our Lord today.
我的名字叫赵三川，妻子叫许慧娟。
My name is San Chuan, and my wife's name is Hui Juan.
我们有两个可爱的男孩。
We have two lovely sons.
老大是 Evan, 今年16岁，高中三年级。
My older son is Evan, he's 16, and he's a junior.
小的是 Ian, 今年14岁，暑期后就上高中一年级。
The younger son is Ian, he's 14, and he'll be a freshman after September.
今天我要分享的是做父亲的一点感受。
I would like to share with you some of my feelings as a father.
很多做父亲的也许和我有相同的感受。
Perhaps many of you fathers have the same feeling as I had.
当初我抱着刚出生的幼儿时，那种心情简直是难以用语言表达。
When I first held my firstborn, it was impossible to describe my feelings with words.
那里面包含着对生命奇妙的感叹。初为人父的骄傲与自豪，也有对孩子未来的美好憧憬。
I was amazed at the gift of life. I was happy for my son, and I had much fantasies about what he will bring.
那时我还没有信主，心里梦想着孩子将来进到名牌学校，有一份高收入的工作，甚至能有海边的别墅和游艇邀请我们去度假。
At that time, I was not a Christian, so I had these fantasies that my son will attend the first-tier colleges, have the best job, very high salary, a villa by the ocean, a yacht that will take us out into the ocean.
总之，自己以前没有能实现的梦想，都有可能在孩子身上实现。
All the things that I dreamt about, I want to be reality for my sons.
然而信主以后，这些梦想对我来说渐渐的不是那么重要了。
But after becoming a Christian, these dreams no longer become important for me.
在教养孩子上，我和慧娟都曾做出很大的努力。
In the upbringing of our sons, my wife and I have put in a lot of effort.
也在教会听过许多关于教养孩子的讲座。
We went to many seminars and workshops offered by the church.
但是在孩子成长的过程中，我们还是遇到很大的挑战。
But as they were growing up, we were faced with many challenges.
记得几年前，慧娟从一个朋友家里的聚会回来后，兴奋地说
：“I remember very clearly many years ago when my wife came back from a meeting. She was so excited.
朋友家里的草地长得很好，她的朋友告诉她，除了除杂草和施肥以外，还要补撒草籽才能使草地长好。”
She saw how her friend's lawn was so green and beautiful, and she shared the secret with my wife that you have to weed, you have to fertilize, and you have to continue to spread grass seed.
当时我听见就心烦，后来仔细一想，觉得慧娟说的有道理。
At first I was annoyed, what kind of trouble this is. But then when I thought about it, I realized there's a lot of truth to this.
如果你没有给你的草地施除草剂
，If you have not done weeding in your lawn，
你就会发现草地里长着各种各样的杂草。
Then you'll find all kinds of weeds。
只有在除杂草的同时，适时的补充好草并施肥，才能使好草的生长超过杂草，而且抑制杂草。
And as you weed, you need to spread good seed.And fertilizer in order for the grass to win out over the weeds.
如今我们孩子的生长环境就如同这院子里的杂草。
And I feel that the growing up of our sons is like the lawn.
毒品、香烟、黄色网站、网络游戏等等，随时都在诱惑并侵占我们孩子的身心。
The weeds in their lives are drugs.Smoking cigarettes, pornographic websites, online gaming, these can all control their lives and upset their upbringing.
作为疼爱孩子的父亲，我以前常常心慈手软，想让孩子顺其自然发展。
As a father who really loves his sons, my heart is soft and my hands are weak. So I let them grow up naturally.
严重地低估了电脑网络可能给孩子造成的危害。
I seriously underestimated the harm the internet can bring to my sons.
当看到孩子在对电脑网络产生依赖而痛苦挣扎时，我也曾有软弱想放弃的时候。
There were times when I witnessed how my sons have developed an addiction to the internet, a strong reliance to the net. I feel weak, and sometimes I want to give up.
直到有一天，我在神面前为孩子祷告说
，Until one day I was praying before God.
天父啊，我的孩子也是你的孩子。只要是能让他回转，将来就是让他去做传道人，我也愿意。
Heavenly Father, my sons are your sons. If you help me to bring them around, even in the future if they become a preacher, I'm willing.
我就受感动，采取措施对电脑网络进行较为严格的限制，将孩子从网络陷阱中慢慢地拉出来。
After that prayer, I was moved and I became a lot stronger in establishing limits on my son's time on the internet. And slowly, I saw how he actually was able to come out of it.
我这样祷告是因为我有一个秘密。
The reason why I prayed like that actually entails a secret.
说起来，我不是第一次站在这个台上。
Tell you the truth, this is not the first time I stand before all of you.
上次在台上是十一年前，刚信主，受洗不久，给孩子做奉献礼。
The first time I stood before you all was 11 years ago, when I first became a Christian. I was standing before here, all of you for the child dedication ceremony.
那时在众人面前，慧娟和我向神承诺，用圣经教导孩子。
At the time before you all, me and my wife testified to you that we will bring up our child with the teaching of the Bible.
当时回到家里和慧娟单独在一起的时候
，When we returned home and we were alone,
就对她说，用圣经教导孩子，这没问题。
I shared with my wife, it's fine to bring up our sons in the teachings of the Bible.
可是把孩子奉献给神以后。万一神让他去做传道人，我心里会舍不得。
But if after I dedicate my sons to God, and indeed God calls them to be preachers, I don't think I can take that.
现在回想起来，当初是何等的小心。
When I think back, I realize how little faith I had.
就是这个在神面前有所保留的舍不得，神让我亲眼看见。人在离开神以后是何等的无助和软弱。
Because I kept something back and did not want to give to God, God showed me how powerless I am.
如今，在教会里看见许多年轻的传道人蒙神的祝福，能有爱主、愿意做传道人的孩子，是何等的荣耀。
As I witness how many young ministers in our church and these young men and women.Dedicating to become ministers of the church, I realize how blessed they are.
作为父亲，我现在感到最重要的事情，就是要把教孩子学会随时随地仰望神、依靠神、从神的话语中得智慧放在首位。
As a father, I finally realized that the most important thing that I can teach my son is to trust in the Lord, to place their lives in the Lord.
特别是在遇到挫折和困难的时候
，especially when they are frustrated and faced with difficulties，
我要感谢神，让我的两个孩子都能有机会认识主耶稣基督。
I thank the Lord that both of my sons have come to know the Lord。
他们俩在教会长大，并分别参与初中和高中的崇拜队。
They grew up in our church. They attend respectively junior and senior worship。
在家里也会帮助做家务。饭桌前常常听到他们的祷告声和感谢声。
They also help out at home, and very often in our dining tables, you can hear them praying.
如果我和慧娟没有把孩子带到教会，我真不敢想象我们的孩子今天会是什么样子。
If I did not bring our sons to church, I cannot imagine what they would have become.
说实话，我并不认为自己是一个成功的好父亲。
To be honest, I don't think I'm a very successful father.
也不配站在这里。
It's not worthy for me to stand up here.
我有许多的过错和不足。
I have many shortcomings.
但是，因着主耶稣基督的恩典，我放胆在这里为主做见证。
But because of the grace and mercy of God, I courageously testify before you all.
也是想让我的孩子知道，不论他们将来如何，成功与否，我都会爱他们。
And I want my sons to know, no matter what they become in the future, successful or not, I will love them.
因为天父已经将主耶稣牺牲的爱先放在我心里了。
Because our Heavenly Father has given the sacrificial love of His Son in my heart.
愿神祝福你们大家。
May God bless you all.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Really appreciate Brother San Chuan's sharing.
实在非常感谢山川弟兄给我们的分享。
He showed two pictures of his two sons, one 12 years ago and one last year.
他放了两张照片，其中的时间间隔差不多是十二年。
And perhaps it's appropriate for us to see the two sons' real face.
我们可不可以请他们的两个儿子站起来给我们看
？Evan and Ian, can you rise where you are?
请你们站起来。
I get a chance to visit them at their homes and sometimes see them at the church basement and on the first floor.
我有荣幸能够到他们家里面去探访他们，有的时候也在我们教会的这个青少年聚会的地方，在我们的地下室看到他们。
Evan and Ian are two of the rare boys who would volunteer to help out in children's program.
他们两个是两个青少年，愿意在我们的儿童事工做义工来一起来帮忙的。
Evan is very solemn.And he's a thinker.
Evan 是一个很严肃的人，他也是一个很会动脑筋的人。
On the other hand, I think Ian is very playful.
那么 Ian 呢，可能比较活泼。
I love them both.
我爱他们两个。
I think it's also appropriate for us to recognize the mother, 慧娟。Where are you?
我们也请慧娟能够站起来，让我们能够认识她。
慧娟 can you rise?
请站起来。
We are not here to glorify any person or any family.
我们在这边并不是把荣耀归给任何一个人或者是一个家庭。
But we do need to recognize and have examples for all of us.
我们在这边是要把我们中间的弟兄姐妹他们能够成为我们的好的榜样的时候，我们能够认出来。
And in some way, Brother San Chuan is sticking out his neck.Saying that he has committed his children to the Lord, and sometimes you don't know how they will turn out.
好像你把你自己的两个孩子奉献在神的面前的时候，就好像你在引颈戴束一样，听懂了？不知道将来会变成什么样子。
And we do hope that someday that Evan and Ian will grow up to be God's mightily used people.
我们真正的很诚心的在这边祷告，希望将来有一天 Evans 跟 Ian 能够成为神所重用的工人。
But everyone has our ups and downs, and in the event that they are in the down stage, please don't point finger at our brother San Chuan and say, "Ha ha, you remember what you said, and now look."
我们人生都有高山有低谷。当我们在低落的时候，希望你不要对着山川弟兄说，都是你当年这样告诉我的。
But rather we pray for one another.
而我们应该彼此祷告。
Today is a Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
May I ask all the fathers to rise wherever you are?
可不可以请所有的父亲能够站起来？
Please be seated.
请坐。
Our church tradition is that during the announcements, we would acknowledge the fathers.
我们过去教会的传统是在报告的时候是要能够请父亲能够受到我们的acknowledgement.
But I acknowledge all the fathers now, and I hope that we will also acknowledge them during the announcement.
我这个做的是是多做一次的，就是到这个时候我们能够来尊敬我们的父亲一次，等一下到了报告的时候还有一次。
Because we as fathers don't get no respect.
We as fathers don't get no respect. 我们做父亲的不常有被尊敬到。
In our church on Mother's Day,
我们教会在母亲节的时候，
we have so many people coming to church, so much so that we need to have two services.
当母亲节的时候，因为我们教会来的人那么多那么多，所以我们必须要有两堂的崇拜。
But on Father's Day, we only have one service.
父亲节就勉强一下，一堂就够了。
I think we all know that on Mother's Day, that's the busiest time that the telephone company have their switches on.
大家知道吗？在母亲节的时候是电话公司最忙的时候。
But more recently, I found out that on Father's Day, there's also another record for the phone company.
但是在父亲节，在电话公司来说是有另外一个记录。
On Father's Day, there are most collect calls.
父亲节所打的电话都是父亲所付的钱。
An estimated $1 billion is spent each year in the United States for Father's Day gifts.
据估计啊，在美国有10亿的金钱是花在父亲节上给父亲的礼物。
But that $1 billion is not enough for that to pay the collect call bill.
10亿美元还不够父亲们来付这个电话费用。
One time a company held a contest for kids with the theme, the nicest thing my father ever did for me.
有一次有一个比赛，就是问大家一个问题，问题是说你的父亲所做的一个最好最好的事是什么？
The nicest thing my father ever did for me.
你父亲做的对为我所做的最好的事是什么？
One kid answered, he married my mother.
有一个孩子说，他做的最好的事就是娶了，或者是跟我的母亲结了婚。
Fathers always play second fiddles to mothers.
所以父亲总是家里面的另外一半。
There's one more little story. There was a little girl sitting in her father's lap as the father was reading to her a good night story.
有一个小女孩坐在她父亲的怀里面，她父亲正在跟她读一个睡觉以前的故事。
From time to time, she would take her eyes off the book and reach up and touch the father's wrinkled cheek.
偶尔呢，这个孩子会不去看那本书，而看他父亲这个下巴那些已经有了皱纹的下巴。
他去摸一下父亲的下巴。
She took her eyes off.
Took her eyes off and reach up and touch. Okay, that's okay.
所以把不只是说看，而且用手去摸这个下巴。
And then she would alternately touch her own cheek.
他摸完了之后呢，就摸自己的下巴。
And then touches her father's cheek again.
然后又再去摸父亲的下巴。
And then her own.
然后他自己的。
Finally, she spoke.
最后他就这样说。
Dad, did God make you?
爸爸，上帝是不是创造你的？
The father said, yes, sweetheart, God made me a long time ago.
爸爸说，对的，是没错的，不过他是好久以前造我的。
And then she said, Daddy, did God make me too?
然后他又说，爸爸，上帝是不是也是造我的呢？
Yes, indeed, honey, the father assured her, God made you just a little while ago.
他说，这个父亲说，是的，是的，孩子，父亲是在，上帝是在不久以前创造你的。
Oh, I see.
这个女孩说，哦，我懂了。
And then she went and feel her father's cheek and then her own.
她又再一面摸了两次。
And she said, I think God is getting better in creating people.
又来了。所以这个小女孩说，哦，我懂了，我知道神的工作是越做越好了。
We fathers don't get no respect.
We fathers don't get no respect.
But sometimes it is because of ourselves, and respect has to be earned.
有的时候做父亲的有没有想想看，我们要人尊重，是要我们能够赢得那个尊重。
Today's passage is in Genesis 22, verses 1 to 14.
今天我们的经文是选自《创世纪》第22章第一节到第14节。
If you have your Bible, you can turn to it, or otherwise you can look up projection.
如果你有圣经，我们欢迎你们翻开这段圣经。如果没有的话，你也可以看这个所放省投影出来的。
I give the title of today's sermon, The Heart of a Father.
今天的讲道的题目叫做一个父亲的心。
It is my hope that through this passage, we learn as fathers to gain our respect back.
我希望今天的这一个信息或许能够帮助你们做父亲的重新的得到你的儿女对你的敬重。
And in this passage, basically, you can see two fathers there.
在这一段圣经，你可以清楚地看见两个父亲。
Verses 1 to 6 is a dialogue between God the Father and Abraham, his spiritual son.
22章的第一节到第六节是天父与亚伯拉罕的对话。
And then verses 7 to 10 is a dialogue between Abraham the father and Isaac his son.
第七节到第十节是亚伯拉罕跟他的儿子以撒的对话。
And then verses 11 to 14 going back to God the father and Abraham his spiritual son.
十一节到十四节又回复到天父与亚伯拉罕的对话。
And we want to learn from this passage the heart of a father.
从这一段圣经，希望我们能够学到一个父亲的心。
We're going to read this passage together in Chinese first, and then we're going to read it in English.
我们这段圣经要读两次，第一次是用中文来读，第二次用英文来读。
As we read, I want you to pay attention to the dialogue, the interaction between the two fathers and the two sons.
在你读的时候，我希望你能够特别的留意这两个做父亲的和这两个做儿子的，他们彼此之间的对话是怎么样的。
I'll ask Elder Chao Bing to lead us in reading the Chinese interactive. Elder Chao Bing will read the odd verse, and the congregation will read the even verse.
好，我们一起先用中文来读一遍。我们用起音的方式来读，由我读单数节，弟兄姐妹们读双数节。
Shall we all rise?
请大家起立。好，我先开始第一节。这事以后，神要试念亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往哪里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲呐。”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了， 但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚夹在周密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那个地方取名叫以马尼勒，直到今日，人还说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Let us remain standing. We're going to read responsively in English.
我们开始用英文也习音的方式来读一遍。
Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied.
And God said, "Take your son, your only son."
Let's try to do better. I think we are. Let's start from verse 1 one more time. I think the Chinese reading was done well. Let's do it one more time. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied.
Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about."
Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about.
On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance.
He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you."
Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his own son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire under the knife as the two of them went on together.
Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said. "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together.
When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
Verse 11, but the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied.
"Do not lay hands on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son."
Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
Call that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided."
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你所赐给我们的话语。
Your word is never changing.
你的话语从不改变。
And yet it changes our lives.
但是它能够改变我们的生命。
We pray that as we read your word, as we study your word, our life may be transformed.
当我们在读你的话，我们来研讨你的话的时候，我们的生命就得到改变。
Especially today, help us as fathers that our hearts are open to you.
特别是在今天这个时候，让我们这些做父亲的，我们的心都能够对你敞开。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
If you have been a Christian for a year or more, you probably have heard about this passage.
假如你做基督徒超过一年的光景的话，我相信你一定听过这段故事。
This is one of the most famous narrative in the Bible.
这是可以说圣经里面一个非常人人都知晓的这么一段记载。
But this passage can also be easily misunderstood.
但是同样的，这段圣经可能会导致人对它的误解。
When I was working on revising the children worship curriculum,
当我在开始更改儿童事工敬拜的这个过程的时候，
I designed a four-year program so that the children would learn about all the important passages that are suitable for them to understand.
当我重新更改他们的这些curriculum 的时候，我希望能够在四年的时间让他们能够经历教圣经里面一些非常重要的故事。
The first year we covered Genesis, and this is one of the passages that we learn in the children's worship.
那么我们第一年的时候是读创世纪，当然这一段圣经也在里面。
But before we actually use this passage for the children's worship, I sent the curriculum out for some of my friends, brothers and sisters, to help me take a look.
当我们决定要这样做之前，我把我所新修订的这些 program 也送给我们的同工们，希望他们能够给我一些意见。
And this is one passage I received the most feedback.
这一段圣经是我收到最多的回复。
One person said, King Fai, do you really want to include it to teach the children?
有一个人说，景辉，你真的要把这个故事来教我们的孩子吗？
Isn't it a very dangerous passage?
是不是一个非常有危险性的一段圣经呢？
That a father want to sacrifice his son.
一个父亲要把他的儿子成为祭物。
And the key of the passage is obedience.
那么这个主要的这个信息是你要顺服。
Do we want our children to learn to obey, even when the father want to sacrifice them?
我们是不是要让我们的儿女们无条件的顺服，甚至于父亲要把他们献为祭物？
I was taken aback by that comment.
当我听到那样子的回应的时候，我是心中有一些下沉。
And I check and I find out that.Not too many children Sunday school material talk about this passage.
然后我就突然发现，在许多孩童的这个的主日的这些资料当中，很少有提到这段圣经的。
Perhaps it's because of that the reason that this brother brought to my attention.
可能就是同样的这样一个理由。
We're going to address this as we go along this passage.
我们今天在讲这一段的时候，我们会回到这个问题。
The second thing we notice is that in this passage, there's no mention about the mother, Sarah.
这一段圣经也没有提到这个母亲莎拉。
It never occurred to me until 7 years ago when I took my second daughter to college, went to Chicago, the Willow Creek Church, and that very Sunday they talk about this passage.
几年前，当我带我的小女儿到芝加哥去的时候，到了 Willow Creek 那一个大的教会，他们正好也在讲同样一段圣经。
And before the sermon, they had a drama acting out.
那么在这个讲道之前，他们有一个短剧表演这一段。
And there was Abraham and there was Sarah before Abraham set out to the mountain.
那么在他们的演的短剧当中，当亚伯拉罕要去到山往山里面去之前，莎拉也在那里。
And in that drama, Sarah was begging Abraham not to do it.
在他们所演的那个剧里面，莎拉的角色是不断的向亚伯拉罕求，求他不要这样做。
How many parents want their son, their only son, to die?
有多少的父母是愿意让他的儿子这样去受死？
How did Abraham overcome Sarah's objection?
有多少人能够克服像母亲这样子的呼求？
I don't know.
我没有答案。
This passage didn't talk about Sarah.
这一段圣经完全没有记载撒拉。
But it dawned on me, it is a very tragic family event at the time.
你可以想象在当时的状况，在家里面所有的那种悲剧的感觉。
Several months ago, we heard of a fine young man in his as a graduate student. He had cancer.
几个月以前，我们知道有一个年轻人。在他正要在研究院毕业之前，发现他得了癌症。
The parents came from China.
父母是从中国来的。
But they were all very helpless.
他们都觉得完全的无助。
They spent all the money for this son, and finally, when he was about to graduate, he died.
他们把他一生的积蓄花在这个儿子的身上。当他正要在研究所毕业之前，他就离开了这个世界。
Few days ago, I got a phone call.
几天以前，我收到一个电话。
It was another boy, senior in college. He is diagnosed with cancer, final stage, and he can die anytime.
几天以前的电话是有一个大学四年级的学生，同样的得到了癌症，日子不多了。
I feel sad for the son, and I feel even sadder for the parents.
我为这个儿子觉得很难过，也为他们的父亲、父母亲觉得非常的难受。
But in this passage, the parents, especially the father, is going to take an active role to sacrifice the son.
但是这段圣经里面所讲的亚伯拉罕，他所扮演的角色是一个主动的角色。要把他的儿子献上杀死。
In verse 2, the Bible says, God said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and then sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain.
第二节这边说，上帝对亚伯拉罕这样说，带着你的独生的儿子，在我要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
As I read it, I find God rather cruel.
我读到这边的时候，我觉得上帝真的很残忍。
Not only he asked Abraham to sacrifice his son,
他不但是要亚伯拉罕牺牲自己的儿子，
but he has to say in such detail,
他还要讲得这么仔细。
Take your son,
要带着你的儿子，
your only son,
你的独生子，
as if afraid that Abraham might think about somebody else, he said Isaac.
那也许他怕这个亚伯拉罕是说哦，要带我的儿子，可能是另外一个儿子。但是上帝非常清楚告诉他说，这个人是以撒。
Isaac, whom you love,
是你所爱的以撒。
If I use today's language, it is God is rubbing it in.
如果用今天的这个语言的话，神是把这个盐抹在你的伤口上。
It is not enough just to say, bring your son. You have to say, bring your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love.
不只是说带你的儿子，而是是你的独生儿子，是你所爱的那个儿子以撒。
But we see Abraham just follow God's instruction.
但是这边提到亚伯拉罕只是遵守了，完全顺服了神的指示。
But I can't imagine what is going through Abraham's mind.
很难叫我想象当时亚伯拉罕的心情是怎么样的。
This command is unreasonable.
这个命令看来是不合道理的。
This command is against my desire.
这个命令是与我心中所想求的是不符合的。
Abraham had hoped to have a son, and he waited until he was 86, and then he had Esau. He had Ishmael.
亚伯拉罕等到了80多岁的时候，他等到了一个儿子叫做以实玛利。
But Ishmael was born from his maid servant.
那么以实玛利的母亲其实是一个使女，叫做夏甲。
When he was 99 or 100 years old, finally Isaac was born.
一直等到他99甚至于差不多100岁的时候，那么以撒才生。
The desire of his life.
这是他心中一生当中所梦寐以求的。
And God wants to take him away.
上帝要把他取走。
It is against God's promise.
好像跟上帝所对亚伯拉罕的应许也不符合。
Your descendants will be like the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea.
你的后代又要多如海边的沙，天上的星。
How's it going to happen if Isaac dies?
假如说以撒今天死了，这个应许怎么能够应验呢？
It's against Abraham's hope.
是对以色对这个亚伯拉罕的希望就破灭了。
Because all his possession will not be given to his son, but rather perhaps to his servants.
那么这样子，若是这样发生的话，他的所有的家产不再是留给他的儿子，而是留给他的仆人。
But what's most important, it is against God's character.
最重要的这一个要求好像不是神的特性。
God never asked any one of the Israelites to sacrifice their children.
上帝从来没有要以色列人他的选民把他们的孩子献上。
After they came out from Egypt, God said that your firstborn belonged to me, but you are going to substitute it with an animal sacrifice.
上帝对他们说，当他们从以色列从埃及出来之后，上帝对他们说，你们的头生的是属于我的，但是你们要祭献祭的时候是要用你们的牲畜的头身来做代替品。
And one thing God abhor about the Canaanites is that they sacrifice their children to their gods.
上帝最反对这些迦南当地迦南的人所做的，就是那些人是把他们的儿女用火用其他的方法献给他们的偶像的。
So how is it possible that God wants me, Abraham, to sacrifice my son, Isaac?
你想想看，怎么可能上帝要我亚伯拉罕把我的儿子献上呢？
But Abraham just followed.
但是亚伯拉罕听了就照做了。
And in verses 7 to 10, it describes the interaction between Abraham and his son Isaac.
七节到十节是讲到亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒之间的对话。
If you have your Bible, open it up, and especially the end of verse 6, it says that as the two of them went on together.
假如你有你的圣经的话，你发现第六节的最后的记载是说，于是二人同行。
And end of verse 8, the same phrase was repeated, and the two of them went on together.
第八节的末后是同样的一个句子，说于是二人同行。
By that time Isaac was probably a teenager.
那个时候的以撒可能是一个青少年，十几岁的。
Abraham is 100 years older.
亚伯拉罕比他的儿子多了100岁。
If we 30 years apart from our children have generation gaps,
假如说我们比我们的儿女大30岁，我们都有代沟的话，
What kind of generation gap is that between Abraham and his son Isaac?
那么亚伯拉罕和以撒之间的代沟有多大？
One century apart.
100年的分别。
But the Bible says the two walk on together.
但是圣经上很清楚地说，二人同行。
And between these two phrases are the dialogue between Abraham and his son Isaac.
在这两个二人同行的记载中间，是亚伯拉罕和他儿子的对话。
Isaac, verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father?
以撒对他的父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲呢？
And Abraham replied, Yes, my son.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。
Here the NIV is paraphrasing Abraham's answer.
那么 NIV 的这个英文的部分 是把亚伯拉罕把以撒的这个说话是用一些普通的 语气来说的。
Abraham's reply, yes, my son, the word yes in the original language is translated properly in Chinese Bible. Here I am.
那么在中文的翻译比较好，中文的翻译是说，我儿，我在这里。
Here I am.
我在这里。
This particular phrase occurred three times in this passage.
在我在这里这句话，在这段圣经当中出现了三次。
The first time was when God talked to Abraham.
第一次是当上帝呼召亚伯拉罕的时候。
Verse 1, the Bible says, sometime later God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and Abraham replied, here I am.
第一节就这样子，神当呼叫亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕说，我在这里。
And then when we go to verse 11 after the test,Verse 11, but the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, and Abraham replied, here I am.
十一节同样的，耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕说，我在这里。
It is a very polite way to reply to someone like God.
这是一个非常有礼貌的回应上帝的呼求，呼叫的这样一个用词。
That's the phrase that Isaiah used when God appeared to him. Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me."
当以赛亚被上帝呼召的时候，以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”是用同样的。
When Samuel heard God's calling, he said, "Here I am."
当撒母耳听见神在的小声的那个声音的时候，撒母耳说。我在这里。
But Abraham used the same phrase in reply to his son.
亚伯拉罕用同样的语气来回答他的儿子。
Today, many of us, if our children talk to us, if we are busy, we just say, get lost.
假如我们的小孩子来找我们的时候，假如我们太忙了的时候，我们就说，
走开，
走开算了。
Perhaps we don't say those words, but our expression tell them that to get lost.
甚至于你也许不是用这样的语言，但是你的身体的语言就已经带了同样的信息。
How many would say yes, my son?
有多少人会说，孩子，我在这里。
And how many would even say, here I am, my son?
甚至于多少人会说，孩子，我在这里。
And Isaac continued.
以撒继续的。
The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里？
We see that Isaac is not afraid to ask his father difficult questions.
我们可以看出来，以撒在这边他很有胆量的去问他父亲这一个很困难很难答的问题。
Perhaps he may realize that it may be a challenging question to his father.
也很可能这是对他父亲来说是一个挑战性的问题。
The fire and wood are here, but where is the lamb? Something is missing, Dad.
Hey, 爸爸，什么东西不对啊，好像少了什么东西啊，有火有柴但是没有羊呢。
Either he asks it in a very innocent way, or otherwise, he may be sensing something is going on.
或许他是一个很天真的一个问题，但是或许他心中已经觉得好像不大对劲儿。
Do your children afraid to ask you difficult questions?
你的儿女们会不会不敢问你一些比较难答的问题呢？
Are your children afraid of you?That they don't dare ask questions that might cause him to be embarrassed.
是不是你的儿女们这样的怕你，生怕问了一个问题就觉得会受到责备？
But Abraham provides such a environment, a safe home for his son to ask even difficult questions.
但是亚伯拉罕为他的儿子在他的家里面有了这样一个。好的关系，这样一个安全的这样一个环境，所以他的儿子 能够问这样一个有挑战性的问题。
And Abraham answered, verse 8.
在第八节，亚伯拉罕这样的回答。
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
我儿，神必为自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Basically, he doesn't have an answer.
因为他没有答案。
But he tells his son whatever he knows.
他把他所知道的告诉他的儿子。
He also uses opportunity to explain to the son, trust in God.
他用这个机会向他的儿子说，你要信靠，顺服。
Abraham as a father is a model for us as fathers.
亚伯拉罕做父亲的榜样，成为我们的榜样。
We look at God the Father and Abraham the Son.
我们继续的看，天父和亚伯拉罕。
God never really wants to take the son away from Abraham.
你要知道，上帝从头到尾并没有要把亚伯拉罕的儿子，拿走。
But God put Abraham to the test.
他只是要试验亚伯拉罕。
And the test is just like exercises help us strengthen our muscle.
试验就好像我们做做练习一样的，只让我们的肌肉能够得到发达。
And this test is to strengthen Abraham's faith in him.
这一个试验是让亚伯拉罕能够加强他的信心。
God always have our best interest in his heart.
上帝永远有我们的好处在他的心意当中。
Just like any good fathers, only that he is perfect.
就好像许多的做父亲的一样，上帝做这个父亲是完美的。
The emphasis of this passage is about Abraham being obedient.
这一段圣经的主题是，亚伯拉罕的信靠顺服。
But equally important is the key that the Lord will provide.
同样的重要的是，上帝是一个有预备的上帝。
But there is a third lesson in here.
那是还有第三个，功课。
Because it was 2,000 years later.God himself sacrificed his own son, his only son, his beloved son, Jesus, on the cross.
因为两千年以后，上帝成为一个榜样，他把他唯一独生的爱子奉献在十字架上。
God, our Heavenly Father, is a model of a father for us.
我们在天上的父是我们这些做父亲的榜样。
Abraham, as an earthly father,is also a model for us as fathers.
亚伯拉罕在世上所做父亲的工作是我们的榜样。
I hope that from this passage, we as fathers will do what God wants us to do and regain respect in this world about fathers.
我们希望我们在世界上的这些父亲能够学习到这样的功课，能够重新的赢得我们所要有的这样子的尊敬。
I'll end with two quotes.
结束之前愿意讲两个故事。
Lucille Ball, the famous actress in I Love Lucy.
在一个很有名的一个电视剧叫做《我爱露西》Lucy 的里面，这个女主角叫 Lucille Ball.
Before she died, a TV interview.Interview her about her life and also about this world.
那么在她在过世不久以前，有一个有名的电视的对她的访问。
Basically, the interviewer was saying that, hey, the world is falling apart. Things are not working well. That's already 40, 50 years ago. And tell me, what is missing?
四五十年前那个时候，当访问他的时候，这个世界已经差不多等于是在往走下坡路了。他们就问露西，到底怎么回事？你觉得怎么样
？Lucille Ball answered without hesitation.
那 Lucille Ball 的答案非常简单。
Papa is missing.
他说爸爸不在了。
Things are falling apart because Papa is gone. If Papa were here, he would fix it.
事情越来越糟，是因为父亲都不在了。假如父亲在，他可以把这些事情改正过来。
Are we here as fathers to fix this world?
我们做父亲的，是不是在我们的这个世界，或者我们在家里面，把事情能够更正的过来？
One last quote by a very famous baseball player.
有一个很有名的一个
棒
球队员，他这样说。
He said, "My father used to play with my brother and me in the yard."
他说，我的父亲跟我常常跟我的弟兄在我们的后院玩。
Mother would come out and say, "You are tearing up the grass."
我的妈妈常常会跑出来说，哎呀，你们把这个草地都搞坏了。
And daddy would reply,
那么父亲会这样说，
"We are not raising grass, we are raising boys."
我们不是在这边来长草，我们是在这边来带大我们的孩子。
May God help us as fathers to raise our children.
让上帝能够帮助我们怎么样来带大我们的孩子。